Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vijaya Diagnostics Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Yes Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavesh Gandhi. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Bhavesh here from Yes Securities. I welcome you all for the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Vijaya Diagnostics. At the outset, I would like to thank the management for giving us this opportunity to host the call. From the management team, we have Mr. Sunil Chandra, Executive Director, Mr. Narasimha Raju, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Sivaramaraju, Head Strategy and Investor Relations. Also, I would like to add, due to unforeseen circumstances, Ms. Suprita Reddy, the MD CEO, would be unable to join on the call. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Sunil sir for his opening remarks. Over to you.
So thank you, Bhavesh, for hosting the call. And good morning and welcome to everyone on this call. I would like to begin by presenting the key highlights for the period, after which we will take you through the operational and financial highlights of the quarter ended 30th June 2024. I'm very happy to share that we began this fiscal with another strong quarter, achieving a remarkable year-on-year revenue growth of 29.1%, of which an impressive 19.6% growth was achieved organically. The growth was largely driven by both footfall as well as test volume, and our B2C share stood strong at 93%, with wellness contributing to 13.4% of our total revenue. I'm also happy to share that our new hub center at VIP Road, Kolkata, has completed its first year of successful operations, achieving break-even within just three quarters. This marks a significant milestone in our growth journey, and we are all geared up to make the most of the opportunities the Kolkata market has in store for us. Also, to consolidate our operations and capitalize on both the brands, Vijaya and Medinova. Medinova is a subsidiary of Vijaya Diagnostics. We are operating a center in southern Kolkata. So we have recently filed for the merger of Medinova into Vijaya. This merger will help us to optimize compliance as well as other operational costs. As part of our expansion plan, we are also excited to share that we are commencing operations at our new 10,000 sq ft state-of-the-art hub facility in Ongole, which is in Andhra Pradesh, on August 8th. This facility, which is equipped with an automated lab and advanced radiology equipment, including a 3-Tesla MRI and a 160-slice cardiac CT, will offer a comprehensive range of integrated diagnostic services to customers covering three districts of Prakasam, Bapatla, and Palnadu in Andhra. Additionally, I would also like to inform you that our expansion plan for the next 2 years is on track, and as we speak, we have finalized leases for 9 hub locations across our home states as well as adjacent geographies, Pune and West Bengal. And these hubs are all scheduled to commence operations over the next 18 months. With this, I would like to hand over to Raju to take you through the operational and financial highlights for this quarter, and we'll be taking questions after his presentation.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to everyone joining us on the call today. I will briefly take you through the financial performance and key developments for the current quarter ended June 30th, 2024. The consolidated revenue for the current quarter stood at 156 crore as against 121 crore in the corresponding quarter of the last year, delivering a robust year-on-year revenue growth rate of 29%. I am delighted to inform that the year-on-year growth, excluding CH Pune, the organic growth rate is also quite impressive at 20%, that is, from 121 crore to 145 crore. And this robust revenue growth was again driven by volume growth of 20% and footfall growth of 17%. Now, coming to PH Pune's performance for the current quarter, the revenue is 11.4 crore, which is in line with our expectations. Coming to the geography-wise split, the Hyderabad region contributed 71% and rest of AP Telangana contributed 18%, and the newly acquired geography Pune contributed 7% out of the total consolidated revenue. Like the previous quarters, the revenue growth was driven by both radiology and pathology segments, reflecting the robustness of our B2C-focused integrated business model. The B2C revenue stood healthy at 93%. Our radiology business stood at 38%, slightly higher than 37% in Q1 of last year. The revenue per test was 462 rupees, and revenue per patient footfall was 1621 rupees during this current quarter. Coming to EBITDA, EBITDA for the current quarter stood at 61 crore as compared to 48 crore in the corresponding quarter of the last year, registering a year-on-year growth rate of 27% in line with the revenue growth of 29%. Excluding PH Pune, the year-on-year growth rate in EBITDA is 17%, again in line with the revenue growth. The EBITDA margin was also healthy at 39% in the current quarter, in spite of expansion activities going on. The profit after tax for the current quarter stood at 31 crore, and the PAT margin was also healthy at 20%, and the surplus cash reserves at the end of this quarter are 212 crore rupees. As informed already, during this current quarter, the Board of Directors have considered and approved a scheme of amalgamation wherein our listed subsidiary Medinova would merge into the company from April 1st, 2024, which is the appointed date for this merger. Since this is already a subsidiary, there is no material impact on the consolidated financials on account of this proposed merger. Coming to the expansion, the company is on track of creating new hub centers at Pune and Kolkata regions through a careful expansion strategy, and this expansion will be funded from internal accruals. To conclude, I would like to say that we continue to hold our position as the largest B2C integrated diagnostic chain, supported by healthy balance sheet and impressive return ratios. That's all from my side. I would now request the moderator to open the line for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ame from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my questions and congrats to the management on good set of numbers. So first question I have is on the volume growth, which has been in high teens for last few quarters. So is it possible for us to give some breakup in terms of how much of this volume growth would be coming from the existing units and how much would be coming from, let's say, the hubs which have added over last 2 years or 1 year, basically?
Hi, Amay. So Amay, basically, if you see, right, in last 2 to 3 financial years, we've added a good capacity, right? If you take FI 22, 23, 24, I think roughly including our mini spokes, we added about close to 50 centers. But the positive part here is that even if you bar the centers that we opened in FI 23 and 24, if you take the capacity that we had till end of FI 22, the growth from the older centers, which are older by 2 years, they have delivered a growth of almost close to 12 to 13% in terms of revenue, whereas the rest of the growth has come from the centers that we opened in FI 23, 24 in the last 2 years.
Sure. And do we expect this 12% growth to continue for some time, or do we expect it to taper down over the following year?
I mean, so obviously we foresee that the growth will be strong and we hope that it will continue. Okay. As of now, what's a good trend is that we are adding growth from new centers and our existing centers are also continuing to grow. So it's a good sign that it will continue.
No, the question I have is basically if the growth is expected to come down, do we need to be more aggressive in terms of adding more hubs?
So I think, Amay, so if you actually see, if you take last 5 years of history, right, barring COVID, right, so the center, so and if you see the current capacity that we have, the centers that we added till FY22 and the rest of the centers that we added after FY22, still there is room for growth from these existing centers. I think at least for next 1-2 years, these centers will continue to grow. But like any other retail business, if you take in long term, I think center addition will be one of the main factor, you know, for delivering this double-digit growth.
And also, Amay, I mentioned in my talk also that we have finalized and we are working on 9 hubs right now. So there is a pipeline for growth also from the new centers, which will open over the next year and year and a half.
Got it. And the second question I have on the Angul region, is it possible for you to give some color on the market dynamics there, and like, do you expect the mix of pathology, radiology to be similar in these tier 2, tier 3 towns, and will it have some impact on the margins? If you can give some color on the market.
So again, I might, this region, Ongole is, if I have to compare within our existing network, it is quite similar to Tirupati and Rajahmundry that we have launched in last 18 months. So basically, like now in Andhra, if you see, you have about, say, 26 districts after bifurcation, but otherwise, Ongole earlier was one of the largest districts. It basically, it's a healthcare hub for 3 districts present in Andhra. So if you see, and if you geographically also see, you have Guntur on the one side and you have Nellore on another side, but between 100 kilometers, right, so you from all these villages, you see, you know, the customers coming for their healthcare needs to Ongole. And it's a place where you already have corporate hospitals like Aster DM, you have KIMS already present there. So coming to super specialty doctor set like neuros, oncos, orthos, there are about more than 150 doctors practicing in this geography. So this is a geography which is similar to you know Tirupati and Rajahmundry. And coming to the mix, generally across geographies, there is a requirement for both pathology and radiology. You know, we don't think that the mix will change much in this geography, and since it's going to be a hub, ideally at maturity, the mix will be roughly around, 50-50 from both pathology and radiology.
Sure. And this last question I have on the cost side, the staff cost expenses has gone up sequentially. So you expect, I believe it must be because of the new addition, but do you expect it to get absorbed to our next following quarter, or how should we look at it from the margin perspective? Thank you, sir.
So I mean, if you look at the margins, okay, the healthy margins are there, like almost close to like 39% and 39.2 exactly for the current quarter, as compared to 39.8% in the last year Q1. Okay, generally what we have seen is that in the Q1 there will be like a 0.5 to 0.6% dip will be there compared to the full year average. Okay. So even if you look at the costs, okay, movement from the Q4 to Q1, there is no much movement in the cost except the employee cost, which has increased by 11.5% from Q4 to Q1 on account of the annual increments, okay, that happen every year. Apart from that, considering the expansion activities that are going on, okay, you might have seen in the last year we added almost close to like a 6 centers consisting 3 hubs and 3 spokes. And currently also we are planning almost close to like 9 centers we have signed the leases. So we started recruiting people, okay, across different functions, and also we recruited key people in the corporate functions as well. So on account of this employee cost has increased. And if you look at Q1 of the last year to the current year Q1, okay, you might look at almost close to like a 30 to 31% increase in the employee cost, and also at the other expenses as well. But primarily one of the reason is that almost 10% of that increase is coming on account of the PH consolidation, because PH was not there in the last year Q1. It got consolidated from mainly from the Q4 of the last year. And also like 4 to 5% of the cost, okay, increase is attributable to the new centers that got opened in the last year post the Q1. So otherwise, the increment is approximately in the cost is like 15 to 15.5%, which is mainly on account of the annual increments. So what I expect is that going forward, the EBITDA margins will continue to be in the range of 39 to 40%. Okay, for the full year, what I expect is around 40% EBITDA margins we will expect.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir. It was quite helpful. Thank you so much. I will join back.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rishi Modi from Marcellus Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So just wanted to understand on the PH thing, right? We've changed the brand name now to Vijaya PH. Has that adversely impacted us, or we're not seeing any impact because of the brand change?
So Rishi, basically the brand change happened on April 1st. So there are actually two changes that we have done. One, the brand change, and also the systems, right? The entire billing and all the back-end systems got now aligned to parent company on April 1st. So what we have seen is some dip in revenue in the month of April. I would not say it's because of the brand change. It's more because of the system changes. You'll generally, whenever you do that transition, you have some hit. But subsequently, in the month of May and June, we have seen their revenue back, coming back on track. And July was a great month for PH, like for any other diagnostic center.
So if we were to compare PH's revenue in this quarter versus in the last year, same quarter, what has been the growth rate? Like, if you want to split it, say June, how much was the decline or flattish? And then July, May, June, what was the pickup? April, what was the hit? And then July, what's continued? If you can just give an understanding of what's how PH is shaping up.
Yeah, so if you see year on year, it's more or less flat, Rishi, because we did not do any price increase. At the same time, there is no capacity expansion. If you
are all 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, yeah. If you basically take the main six centers, you know, they are operating at least for past 4, 5, 6 years, right? And like we told you, in the month of April, there was some hit because of this entire transition that's that happened. So there was a dip in the month of April. I can get back to you with the numbers month on month. I don't have it handy. But in the month of June, we have seen a single-digit growth in terms of revenue when we compare year-on-year.
Okay, got it. Second, I wanted to understand what is our hub and spoke expansion plan for FY25?
So FY25, right?
Yeah.
So again, Rishi, this year, like last year, this year also we are going to focus more on hubs because we are opening up new geographies like, say, Pune, you know, adding the capacity in Pune and Kolkata and few of our adjacent geographies like tier 2 markets, right? So the concentration will be more on hubs. You will see more spokes coming in from FY26 because, you know, we added Rajahmundry, Tirupati and few other centers in last 1-2 years. Which are ramping up and they may hit maturity in maybe next 1-1.5 years. And also these new hubs coming in these larger markets like Kolkata and Pune. So this year you will see lower number of spokes, but next year is when you will see more spokes adding up to these hubs.
Okay, and what's our target for hub addition for the year? I think Raju mentioned 9 hubs, is that correct?
Yes, Rishi, we mentioned that we have already signed leases for 9 hubs. And these are across both Pune as well as Kolkata and also some of the adjacent geographies in our home market. So these are all going to be operational within the next 12 to 18 months, yes.
Okay, got it. Raju, just the final on the accounting front, what's the impact of Ind AS 116 for the quarter?
So India's impact on the quarter on the PBT level, it is approximately the PBT is lower by 2.5%. And if you look at the PAT level, it is approximately 1.2%.
Lower.
So we reported India's PAT of 20%. Had we followed Indian GAAP, it would have been 21.2%.
Okay, got it.
1.2% is the gap between India's and Indian GAAP at the PAT level.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thanks, Rishi.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Dheeresh from White Oak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Just following up on the last question, can you give the absolute crore in crores, the rental after EBITDA, that, you know, the cash impact of sure. Rental?
So, Dheeresh, so approximately the rental, okay, is approximately like 7 to 7.5%, okay, of the top line. Okay, I'll give you the exact number. Okay, but it's approximately 7 to 7.5%.
7 to 7.5%. No, that is good enough. Okay, theek hai. And just on this Calcutta hub, which broke even. So from the day we started till the, you know, the day we broke even, how much OPEX burn, if you can, if you have that handy, like, you know, how much OPEX burn did the hub incur?
So I don't have the exact number, Dheeresh, but what I can tell you is that today, if you look at it, okay, we completed like 1 year, okay, for the Kolkata, and also for the other hubs also, we completed almost like, okay, 6 to 7 months for most of these hubs, okay. So all these hubs, okay, are generating a positive EBITDA. And if I look at it compared to the company level EBITDA of 40%, the drag on the company level is approximately like 0.3 to 0.4%. To be, in terms of the number, it's approximately like a 40 lakh rupees or something on a top line of 156 crore, which is like a 0.3% drag on account of the hubs which got opened in the last 1 year. That's the impact.
No, maybe I'll take it up later. What I wanted was that Calcutta hub, since the time it opened till the time it broke even, what is the OPEX burn that a hub, a good hub, you know, which ramps up very nicely, what is the OPEX burn that it has from the time of commissioning to the time it breaks even?
So I think specifically for Kolkata hub, we'll get back to you with the exact number, Dheeresh, but roughly it would be in the range of, for the first 9 months, if you take the OPEX burn, it will be in the range of maybe, say, around 1.5 crore for the first 9 months, but we'll get back to you with the exact number. We don't have that handy, but we'll get back to you.
And can you just maybe more double click more on the new hub locations? You mentioned how many in Pune, how much in West Bengal, which cities, if you can explain.
So out of these nine, we have two. When we say nine, these are basically hub locations. We are not talking about spokes. So out of these nine hub centers, we signed two in Pune. They are signed leases, and three in West Bengal, and four in our home markets and adjacent geographies.
Three in West Bengal will be Calcutta, all right?
So one is a district headquarter, which is closer to Kolkata.
Okay, okay. And the capex requirement remains the same, 12 to 15 crores per hub, like that?
Yeah, per hub, it is 12 to 14 crore, Dheeresh. And in case of hubs where we are coming up with advanced 3 Tesla MRI, okay, and also like a high-end cardiac CT, like 160 slice CT, the capex requirement might be in the range of 18 to 19 crore. Otherwise, for a typical hub with 1.5 Tesla MRI and then 32 slice CT, it is 12 to 14 crore rupees.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And congrats on very good results. Thank you.
Thank you, Dheeresh.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sumit Gupta from Centrum. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, Sumit, you're audible.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I just want to get, so over the next 3 to 4 years, how do you see the geography mix going forward? So let's say Pune contributing around 7% right now, Hyderabad and rest of AP, Telangana contributing nearly 90%. So how do you see this mix changing forward over the next 3 to 4 years?
So Sumit, maybe we'll not be able to quantify in percentages, but if you actually see on ground, the aim is to grow faster in markets like Pune and Kolkata, right? So, and majority of the capex is also going to these geographies. While Hyderabad is growing at a higher percentage in double digit, right? Even today, Hyderabad for us is growing at a double digit. So, but because the capex is going to be incurred in a new geographies, maybe 3-4 years down the lane, organically what you may see is today we are almost roughly at 72%, right? Hyderabad is around 72% of our total revenue. Maybe that may come down to say something like 65, right? Because the newer expansion is happening outside Hyderabad.
Okay. That's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Anshul from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I had a question on the EBITDA margins. Would we continue to see contraction from current levels? Wouldn't we continue to see the contraction from current levels given that we are aggressively expanding in new geographies? And adding all hubs aggressively 9 to 10 hubs in the next 12 to 18 months.
So Anshul,
So historically, if you look at it, okay, our expansion, okay, most almost all the hubs, okay, got the EBITDA break-even at either like, okay, like super fast like Tirupati in one quarter or like Kolkata in a max like 3 quarters, okay, not beyond like a 1 year. So we're quite confident that the hubs that will come up in these two regions, that is Kolkata and Pune also, will be able to achieve the P&L EBITDA break-even over a period of like a 1 year's time, not beyond that. So I don't think there will be any material impact, okay, on the EBITDA margins currently that we're having, okay. So only like a 0.3 to 0.4% here and there might happen, but what I am confident is that, okay, between 39 to 40%, okay, is a sustainable EBITDA margin in spite of the aggressive expansion that we're focusing in the next 18 months. Because if you look at in the last year, we opened like 6 centers, 3 hubs and also 3 spokes, including Tirupati, if you consider, which got opened in February 2023, it's like a 4 major hubs. The drag on account of these new centers and the current EBITDA of 39.2% was hardly like a 0.3 to 0.35%. Okay, that's why I'm quite confident that there won't be any material drag on these current margins of 39 or 40%.
So Anshul, only in case like say if the timing of the hubs are such that we open say 3 or 4 hubs in one quarter, right? So you may see some drag coming in that quarter, but then subsequently in the next quarters as the revenue ramps up, right? So at a year level, whenever you're seeing at a year level, we don't see much impact. You may see in maybe 1 or 2 quarters if the timing of multiple hubs, if they open up in one quarter.
Sure. Sunil sir, my concern was precisely that you know, we are opening, we might commission almost say 6 hubs this year in probably, and majority of them would probably happen in Q3 and Q4, which would result into this drag. But you're foreseeing that, you know, the other hubs would ramp up and sort of take care of the drag that these new hubs create. Is my understanding correct on that front?
Yes, Anshul, this is Sunil. So even traditionally, every year, we have been opening hubs. So if you look at even our past numbers, even with years where we have opened, 4 or 5 hubs, the drag has not been so much as Raju was explaining to you, because there are also hubs which are ramping up at the same time and the existing centers are also growing. So we don't see a significant impact this year just because we are opening new hubs.
We are opening new hubs, especially in the non-core geographies. Both of these factors, according to you all, won't impact margin, wouldn't lead to margin contraction significantly is what you're saying.
Pune, I think, we have acquired a PH, right? So we are operating under that umbrella of Vijaya PH now. And we are seeing growth across the existing centers, but there is capacity issues, which is why we are opening these new centers in Pune. So I don't see a big issue in Pune. And in our core geographies, anyway, we've always had break-even in less than, 1 or 2 quarters. So we don't see a significant impact.
Got it. Just one last bookkeeping question from my end. Would you be able to divulge the revenue per patient in the wellness vertical, in the wellness segment?
So basically, I think, Anshul, we get roughly around 2,200 to 2,300 per patient, because when we say this wellness, we have generally retail wellness, the ticket size is beyond, say, 2,500, 2,700. But you do also have corporate wellness, which are low ticket items. So at a company level, we are at around 20 to 2,300.
Thanks, Eva. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pranav Chawla from Antique Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. I just wanted to ask, on the PH side, we have seen a slight sequential dip in revenue per patient as well as revenue per test. Is there something to read into this?
So I think there is no significant fall in the revenue per test, but more or less I think revenue per test and footfall are, in fact, the revenue per footfall went up the reason being, right, like I told you earlier also, we had this issue at Vijaya, right, when we were using the old IT systems. You know, if a patient is going to multiple branches, we used to bill the patient. Like suppose if a patient has to go to two branches, we used to do two bills, which is counted as two patient footfall. The same issue we had with PH, which is after now transitioning to the new systems, you know, that got rectified. So in fact, the revenue for footfall, I think, slightly went up. Otherwise, there is no drop in revenue for footfall.
Okay, that is very helpful. And what would be split of radiology and pathology in PH?
It's roughly around 55 to 60% comes from pathology and the rest from radiology.
Okay. And wellness?
So wellness in PH is slightly higher than the company level. They're upwards of 17-18% is what they get from wellness. Because they do have good number of corporate tie-ups in Pune.
The packages that we have on the Vijaya level in PHS, right? Or that is yet to happen?
So on the retail side, more or less, we have the same packages now. But PH gets most of their wellness revenue from corporates. Because these are slightly, you know, when compared to the company level realizations, they are slightly lower because they're corporate wellness.
So despite all of this, PH, if I'm not mistaken, you highlighted the margins for this quarter would be around 43%. So any particular key driver that you want to highlight for sequential expansion in the margins for PH?
No,
if I'm not mistaken, last quarter was around 40-41%.
Yes, even now it is, even in this quarter, for the PH were higher than 40, almost close to like a 41%. Even the Q4 and also in Q1, only thing in the revenue, there's a slight dip off from 11.7 crore to 11.4 crore because what we have seen is that a slight dip in the month of April, okay, because of a couple of changes that Shiva explained that happened at the Pune, okay. So otherwise, there's no major dip in the business and also no major change at the EBITDA margins level. It's in the range of 41% approximately.
And what would be the revenue PH last time same quarter by 1QFY24?
Approximately similar because at the year end, okay, you remember it's approximately like a 44.5 crore was the full year revenue, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the quarter last year Q1 to the current Q1, it's approximately flat.
Okay. And so what was just one last question if I can squeeze in? What was our revenue split between Hyderabad, the other markets, and Kolkata last year, 1Q?
So, it was around 80% because that time we didn't have PH, so it was around 80%.
Okay, and the rest of AP Telangana?
It was about close to 17%, so 16%, I think. Yeah.
3% was coming from Kolkata and Gurgaon put together. Out of the 97, 80% was Hyderabad.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That would be all for my end.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Ashutosh Parashar from Mirabilis Investment Trust. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Congrats on great set of performance, continued outperformance against the industry. So my question was on the expansion that we have taken over the last couple of years. So we have seen the operational break-even for the labs happening quite quickly in 1 to 3 quarters. So just wanted to understand what is driving this faster break-even. Is it due to more contribution from the radiology business during the initial phases of operations of Lab or some other reason for that?
So basically, Ashutosh, so one thing is like all these geographies that we have launched, like Red Hill, Tirupati, Rajahmundry, and Kolkata, these are markets which are matured. You have business. It's only that you went there and introduced some newer technologies in that market, right? And although Vijaya is strong on both pathology and radiology, the advantage that we have, right? Pathology is a business where in spite of not having capability, you can still send the sample to the headquarter and get the sample processed. But radiology is something which happens at the site, right? Because of our advanced radiology advantage, initially in the initial like first 5-6 months, we see higher revenue coming from advanced radiology. And then slowly, you know, pathology takes on. Because of these newer technologies and availability of all the services, right? In radiology, what also happens is, you may, you know, two diagnostic centers may have same MRI and CT, But you should also have the doctor who can report the scan, and also you should have the technician who is capable of doing the scan. Because of our network of 250 plus doctors, right, and also, you know, we spend a lot of time on L&D, I think we are able to get that high-end cases which the other players are not being able to do in these geographies. So in the initial months, like you rightly said, it will be advanced radiology, and then slowly the name gets built and you also get the pathology volumes.
So how does the mix between the radiology and pathology business pan out in a typical hub, say in the first year versus 4-5 years later? What is the mix change?
So the trend that we have seen at the time of break-even, which is like 6th month or 9th month of operations, so roughly around 60-65% of revenue would be coming from advanced radiology. It's not the same for all the hubs, but generally this was the trend that we have seen. But over a period of 2-2.5 years, if you see, this mix will come to 50-50. So you see 50% coming from the entire radiology and 50% from pathology. But in the initial 1 year, you see within radiology also, you see advanced radiology dominating.
Got it, sir. Just one more question. Sir, how many labs currently are incurring operational loss, which have not broken even currently, the number of labs?
I think as of now, we have only one hub, which is yet to break even, which we launched in almost end of November last year, which we are expecting that center to break in maybe in August or September. Other than that, I think all the other hubs are contributing to positive EBITDA.
This will be the lab in Karnataka, right?
Yeah, Gulbarga. So that's the center that we launched at the end of November, so which we are expecting the break-even to happen either in the month of August or September.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for the question.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh Gandhi from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so one or two questions. One is on the realization per patient, which I think is at 5% YOY. So how much of is this due to the mix change or more of wellness and high-end tests, and how much is, I presume we have not taken any price hike. So is all of the realization due to the mix change?
So there are basically two reasons, Bhavesh. So one, if you see last year to current year, last year, you know, generally at PH, because it's in Pune, right, the entire business comes from Pune, the relation for test and footfall are higher when compared to, you know, Vijaya standalone. So that's one of the reasons why you are seeing the, you know, revenue per patient going up. But if you basically see the price increase, I think even during the current year, Q1 to Q1, if I consider the organic business, the impact of price increase is less than 1% for this current quarter. So there are two reasons. One, because of PH, and also because of the number of tests per patient going up. And again, within PH, because they have three hubs, so the mix, basically what you see is, in a hub, the number of tests per footfall are higher than compared to a spoke. And because PH has got three hubs and three spokes, because of that mix, they have higher tests per footfall. So because of these two reasons, you are seeing the higher realization per patient, but otherwise the price increase is less than 1%.
Got it. Secondly, more a kind of broader question in terms of your two key markets, Kolkata and Pune. So in terms of margin trajectory that we can envisage in Kolkata, how would that be vis-a-vis Vijaya, say what it is doing today? And secondly, how would you rate Pune market, since we are on an expansion plan now, how would you rate it in terms of margin potential there? Will it be similar to Kolkata and our core markets of Hyderabad?
So Bhavesh, again, firstly, if you see the pricing of tests other than MRI, if you take CT, blood, majority of the tests, the pricing when compared to Hyderabad, Kolkata is slightly higher. And Pune being, again, the tier one city, it's almost more or less equivalent to Hyderabad.
So Bhavesh, Sunil here. So see, obviously, we have chosen these markets because we see a potential in terms of both business as well as a profitable growth. So both, I can't say that one is better and one is worse. I think both are good markets. Kolkata also we are expanding. Pune also we After PH, we are adding new hubs, we are adding new centers. So both will see good growth for us. And the expectation is that the margins that we see will be in line with the margins we have always looked at, which is around that 40% margin. So we see there is no challenge in getting those kind of profitability margins in both these markets.
Okay, okay. Next, just wanted to understand, is the volume growth number, is it broadly similar to the value share which you disclosed for Hyderabad, Pune and Kolkata? As in the volume recovery would be similar to that, the value share or the revenue share?
Bhavish, I did not get your question. Is it, you're asking about the growth of volume in the individual geographies?
Yes, yes. So so would Hyderabad volumes be, like resume, they would be kind of leading, and Pune is flat, so we understand there is a capacity constraint. Would that be the pecking order, Hyderabad, Kolkata, and then Pune?
Bhavish, I think it's a, not a right comparison at this point because Pune we just acquired and expansion is underway, right? So we've not set up any new centers. And coming to Kolkata, we earlier had only one center. Now, obviously, because we added a second center, definitely the growth is in double digit. But for now, whatever growth you are seeing, it's predominantly because of Andhra and Telangana, right? So if we are growing at that 16.6% patient volume growth, it's predominantly from Andhra and Telangana and again from Hyderabad.
Okay. Okay. Last question from my side. If you see some of the previous so far, footfall excluding PH for us have been typically growing about in the early teens or 13-14% kind of a trajectory. What we have seen in this quarter is I think an acceleration about 17% kind of a growth. So is this the outcome of the hub addition that we have done over the last 2 years kind of maturing it? Is this the kind of new norm for volume growth in terms of patient footfalls on a standalone basis?
So generally in the earlier years, we used to see a dip from Q4 to Q1. Generally Q2 and Q4 are your stronger quarters and Q1 and Q3 are slightly weaker when compared to Q2 to Q4. But yes, this year we have seen sequential growth of 1% and year-on-year growth of higher double digit. Like we told in the initial in the opening remarks of the call, right? So the growth has actually come from both the existing and the newer centers. So if you bar 3 years and 4 years CAGR because of COVID, if you take 5 years versus 2 years CAGR, the existing centers also have grown at a double digit. It's basically the growth across centers, but definitely yes, the newer centers delivering a higher growth. But otherwise, also if you take the older centers, they have delivered almost close to 12-13% of growth.
Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's call. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, and I would like to thank everyone for attending this call on behalf of our entire management team at Vijaya. And should you need any further information about our company, please feel free to reach out to us. And thank you once again for attending this call.
Thank you.
On behalf of Yes Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.